With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A federal judge has permanently barred the release of a report by Special Counsel Jack Smith on his investigation into President Trump's holding of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. The U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon granted a request from the Republican president to keep under wraps that report detailing Smith's findings. The probe resulted in criminal charges back in 2023. But in 2024, Cannon had dismissed the case after concluding that Smith was unlawfully appointed. She said the release of that report now would present a manifest injustice to Trump and his two co-defendants. Millions of residents in parts of the northeastern U.S. are stuck at home under road travel bans and blizzard warnings as a fierce winter storm brings heavy snow, strong winds, and even whiteout conditions. National Weather Service forecaster Kevin Kadima.
It's a really powerful storm system that's off the middle Atlantic coast right now. It's heading northeast. We'll be passing south in New England. And the intensity of the storm is pretty impressive, so it's producing bands of heavy snow to the north across the region.
And the Weather Service says snow of up to 2 feet is possible in many areas. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire is calling out New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani for requiring IDs to volunteer for snow shoveling duty in his state.
Wouldn't be so funny if it wasn't so painfully true about what hypocrites Democrats are.
McGuire and other GOP commentators mocking Mamdani for requiring five forms of ID for those wishing to be paid to shovel snow, even as Mamdani adamantly opposes the idea of voter ID requirements. On Wall Street, it has been slow going so far today. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average off by more than 800 points. The NASDAQ off by 332. The S&P 500 off by about 80. This is SRN News. Kansas lawmakers have passed a bathroom bill.
To do it, they had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. The new statute will bar males from using female restrooms and locker rooms in government buildings. Republican Representative Carolyn Cahar says, quote, "Our young women deserve to have restrooms and locker rooms where they can undress without men in the room. This bill protects girls and women, the ones feminists used to claim to stand for. It will go into effect in Kansas immediately." Michael Harrington reporting.
A hopeful sign in a war-torn Balkan nation. Kosovo's Christian and Muslim communities both embarked peacefully on a traditional period of fasting and spiritual reflection last week. This year marks a rare occasion when the start of the Muslim month of Ramadan and the Christian period of Lent just happened to coincide. Kosovo is more than 90% Muslim. It is still reeling from a war in 1998. This is SRN News. American oil and gas companies get a hearing before the Supreme Court.
The companies are trying to block lawsuits seeking to hold the industry liable for billions of dollars in damage the plaintiffs blame on climate change. The conservative majority court took up the case Monday. The companies appeal to the Supreme Court after Colorado's highest court allowed a lawsuit from Boulder to move ahead. The companies say the lawsuits present a serious threat to the industry. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Air traffic coming to a standstill in much of the northeast as that powerful storm brings heavy snow and strong winds across the region. Thousands of flight disruptions piled up this morning as about of 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. Nearly 5,500 flights in and out of the U.S. had already been canceled, according to the online tracker FlightAware. Hundreds of others were delayed. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.